One of the great things, it's such a unique position that you've got into, especially with the stuff you've done with Alice, is you can be sort of a gentler touch and have something that's a little bit more delicate, as well as Balls Out Like a Tone, the first single, which was perfect as the first single off this album. Whereas a lot of other bands, I don't think they could do that. Do you sort of sort out what's going to play out as far as, okay, this song I'm going to make it loud, this song I'm going to keep it kind of a bit pulled back, or does it just flow?
It's more, you know, it's more about flow, really. Starting very simply, if you're thinking like a bad detective movie, it's like a wall with a bunch of post-its and some strings tied from this post-it to that post-it. And it's little sniglets. You might have a riff and you might have a chorus idea, but you don't have anything else. And then by throwing everything up on the board, hey, this kind of sounds like that. Let's connect a string from this to that. And you just kind of figure it out. It's like, it's a puzzle that you don't see the pieces of initially until you put them all on the wall. And then they start to make sense. And like, okay, that sucks. Because this one over here is kind of the same thing, and it's way better than that. Mm. And you know what? This part of this song, I think it's better in this other song over here. It's the one thing I've always enjoyed about what I do. There's a real freedom to it, which can be both really scary and intimidating.
Yeah.
But the challenge of that is really exhilarating once you've gone through that process and come out the other side with something good that you're like, whoa, that's happening. I didn't know I could get there. I didn't know that existed in me. And then to go through that process and be satisfied yourself and stand it out into the world and have people react to it, it's unbelievable. It's crazy to me that I can still do this, you know?
Does whatever guitar you're holding bring out different riffs or different ideas in you?
It does. It's funny. Instruments have a very powerful connection with an artist, and I like to use a lot of different instruments and amps that I've never used before. It never fails when I pick up something that I've never had my hands on before. I don't know if it's just because you're interested, it feels different, it's kind of exciting because it's new. I will always come up with something on something that I've never played before. So as well as the flotilla of guitars kind of go with, and I use on every record, every project, you know, there's new instruments, new amps, there's different things that come into it. So yeah. And, you know, going through the experience of making a few records, you know what works. You know what we need here? We need a Gretsch and we need an AC-30. We need a chorus pedal. That's exactly what we need for this. And you try it out more often than not, you're right, because you've had the experience of going through the process. Also, songwriting is not only knowing what needs to be there, almost as important, if not more important, as what doesn't need to be here. Yeah. You know, it's peeling away the crap. As my good friend Joe Barisi, who did a fine job mixing this record, is fond of saying to me, and I quote him all the time, "How do you know you've gone too far unless you've already gone there?"
Oh, great quote, man.
So throw it all on the wall and then start peeling stuff away.